All right, the phone line is open. Caller, y'all let me know your thoughts. Now I will get you, sucker. Holly, babyface, Losa, you already know. You said low down, dirty shame. You crazy as hell. Hollywood Shuffle. Everybody know that Hollywood Shuffle. That's the movie. Let me see if anybody calling. All right, we got Jersey in the building. 973 with a B, baby.
Here we go.
Bars. What's up, man?
Yo. Big Mike. What up, bro?
What's good, baby? Talk to me, man.
Hey, man. I'm just looking at this. They just be loving it. The lawyers, the attorneys, the prosecutors. They be like, I love you niggas messing up. They just be like reading the rhymes and stuff like that. They just be loving that, how we just jam ourselves up.
Right.
Probably go home. Right. Don't you realize, hey, Billy, you see where I went today? With Raheem and Fuquan? Don't you ever do it like that? You know what I'm saying? And they just be loving us. Mess ourselves up like this, man. And you see, but you wonder, just like how you say, like, he reverted back to, like, John Gotti and all of them. But they never revert back to, they never talk about these other, you know, these supremacies and these other people that be doing things. They don't get them in court. They ain't locking them up. They locking us up. Well, people that look like us. I ain't going to say us. People that look like us. They just love it this way, man. But, hey, man, I just had to call in real quick. Show you some love.
Man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, thank you for the call,
keep doing
man.
Your thing, bro.
Thank you, King.
All right, man.
Peace. All right, I know who this is. What you want, nigga? Make it quick. What's up, baby?
What up, Big Mike?
What's going on, family? Trust me.
I'm going to make it quick, bro. Normally, I'll call in. I'll talk my shit, but...
Now, you always call
in,
so
pray
so you good.
No, nah, but we gotta pray for this dude, man, because you got to, man, because I mean this. He about to get it, man. He about to get it. It's a wrap, like you said, bro. Because I mean, it's like everything is on him now. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they bring that Treyway shit on him just because they can.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's a whole different state, though. You know what I mean?
It's a different state.
They
all bloods, though.
They need. Right. I mean, blood,
they all bloods, so.
Go ahead.
Plus, you gotta think about all the artists that Young Thug did music with that are bloods from New York. Man, don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, bro, if they... Because they already making it seem like he the leader. You know what I'm saying? So, I know that ain't true, man. You know what I'm saying? But the labels, they tell you what to do. They set you up. It's all they want to do is destroy the black community anyway. So, it's all the plan. That's their plan.
Right.
Instead of looking up to people like Samuel Jackson and Denzel Washington, they want to look up to these fools they see on TV.
Right.
I mean, you know, and everybody got a gun now, so everybody think they a gang member now anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but we got to pray for this dude because they you know, they don't know what they doing. They, you know what I'm saying, they young. You know, they ain't like we are. So they feel like they got to do it.
At the end of the day, sometimes they not going to, you know, a person like that, he's a millionaire, right? He got this far.
Yeah.
So he ain't going to listen because he got money. He's rich. You know what I'm saying? He probably going to want to hear what these older niggas got to say. He gang. I'm not really killing nobody, you know? I'm not there. I'm not doing it. He's not thinking well. Like, Kevin Lowes put his whole thing on the line. Right? Why, Kev, if that's your son, what would you do with your son? You would try to get him from going down the wrong path. Like Ice-T said, when he was robbing and stealing and doing all that shit, he said he had to change his way of thinking. And he gave the analogy like running down a hill, and he seen what's down the hill. It's nothing but death down there, death and destruction or jail. So he's running back up the hill and telling his niggas that's running down the hill, like, yo, don't go down there. Don't. That's what Kevin Lau should have done if you claiming him as your son. You ain't going to want your son to do the wrong thing. Look, you rich. You're a businessman. What are you doing? He ain't checked his son. Maybe he did. Who knows? Sometimes these niggas don't want to hear shit. You get it? But go ahead.
You know, I mean, that's true, man. You know, but like I said, everybody want to be a Blood. Everybody want to be a Crip. Everybody want a gang bang. They looking up to these fools on TV, not knowing that the people that's really, you know what I'm saying, playing with the strings, man, they the reason why he in there. I ain't even going to put all the blame on him. He a puppet. He did what his masters told him to.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they slaves. They slaves at the end of the day. They can't tell master, I'm not doing that. I don't want to rap like that no more. Did you hear that shit with Cardi B? She said she don't want to do the music she doing no more, but she got to.
All right.
Megan Thee Stallion, you think she want to keep doing that music? No. They got to. They don't have a choice.
It's the template. It's the template that they go by. It's that niche, and that's all from the record labels. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, that's why it's a lot of people sounding the fucking same. They want to, you know, go with that formula. The formula. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Anything else, King?
Man, just even with Nori. When Nori had the interview, and he said it's a door. It's a certain door you go through, and it's a door you don't go through. He said, I didn't go through that door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he knew what was going to happen if he did. And he said, it ain't worth having all that money. He said, it ain't even worth it.
Right.
He said he'd rather be sane than be insane or something like that on his podcast. So he said, it ain't even what you think it is. Because he said all the rappers that he didn't been around and he didn't knew, he said they don't even look like they used to look. And he said he ain't talking about drugs. He said when he look in their eyes, they don't look the same.
Right.
So he already know they didn't cross through that door.
Right. They get scared to look in that goddamn mirror. That's why Tupac said, when I look in the mirror, I see my soul. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's highly weird. But hey, man.
Yeah, man, another thing I said was the FBI, they know what these rappers talking about. They not stupid, because trust me, they grandkids and they kids listening to the same music. So they already know what the rappers talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So all we can do is pray, man. Salute to you, man. God bless everybody in here. We got to get out of this cycle, man, because we populating the world, but at the same time, they taking us out.
Absolutely.
Peace, man.
Peace, King. All right, man. Any more calls? I may take one or two calls, man, and I'm gonna call it the night, man. But thank you for one person showing love to the platform. Appreciate it. But I end it with this. Kids who may be listening right now, or grown-ups who wants to teach, let me make sure I say this in the right way. Kids who know that their kids is trying to be rappers or whatever, they don't even have to be a rapper, that's being influenced by this gang culture and things of that nature, you know, show them something like this. Show them something. I mean, kids are hard-headed, but it's all good. Long as you make sure they sit they ass down, it's still in them, and that's it. Then you know, pretty much wash your hands with them. Not like forget them and let them go into, you know, they own destruction. No, but you know, you can only teach them but so much, or they can only listen to or do what you have taught them. You know what I mean? Like steering them in the right direction. So it's like lead them to the water. You know, it's up to them to drink it. But these are learning factors. These are points where they have to learn that, nigga, if this is what you want to do just to fit in, this is going to happen to you, just like the Kanika Jenkins. Tell your daughter, like, bitch, you want to go sneak out and say you going to the movies, but you going to a fucking hotel party? Bitch, look at this. Have a seat. Give me your fucking phone. Cut the phone off. Take the phone. Bitch, sit the fuck down. Give me an hour of your time because you so in a rush. So in a rush. Sit your little punk ass down for a minute. Watch this. You see how what they did to that girl left in that motherfucking freezer? Her own friends was involved. Is that what you want? Show them examples. Take that motherfucking phone. Cut the goddamn Wi-Fi off. They will catch a goddamn short circuit. Okay? Teach them something. Scare straight, goddammit. You know? Teach them. Try to. I get it. These kids is hard-headed. But at the end of the day, if they're going to be living under your motherfucking roof, motherfucker, you going to look at this. You going to sit here and listen. If not, get the fuck out. Learn on your own since you're grown. You know? Just do what the fuck. Man, listen, man. This shit is crazy out here. I hope everything works out for them. You know? I hope that they make it out of this, but it's too much overwhelming evidence against them, and especially him. And let me say hold on for 1 second. Thank you to O'Shane. Thank you for showing love to the platform, O'Shane. I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, and that's just it, man. Take this as a learning lesson, y'all. That's pretty much all I can say, you know. Hope y'all enjoyed yourself, you know. Please hit the like button before y'all leave, at least for the algies, for the algorithms. You know, that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it. So that's pretty much it for me tonight. And, let's just see how this shit turns out, man. Yeah, I pray for him, but it ain't looking good. With that being said, Scooby, you already motherfucking know. Cuzzo in the building, I see you, Polo. You already know, nigga. You already, so, hey, man. Getting up out of here. Y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. I'm Ghost. I'm gone. Peace, motherfuckers. Ooh.